Our norms are a promise that we will not allow this department to be used as a political weapon. And our norms are a promise that we will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
In league with the Department of Justice and the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, the Harris-O'Biden's regime is aggressively carrying out a treasonous violation of January 6 prisoners' Eighth Amendment rights, taking cruel and unusual punishment to the extreme.
My name is Jake Lang, and I have a message for Donald J. Trump. I'm a January 6th political prisoner. I've been held hostage by the Biden and Harris Department of Justice for 1,300 days without a trial. I'm being held in cruel and unusual, horrible, inhumane conditions.
I don't call them prisoners. I call them hostages. They're hostages.
The worst example of how the process can destroy a person is the story of 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2. It's a statute that imposes a 20-year sentence in prison for, quote, obstructing an official proceeding, whatever that means. This law gave the DOJ the power to charge misdemeanor conduct as a felony that carries with it a punishment of 20 years in jail. One of my clients, an honorably discharged military veteran with a wife and children, never committed a crime in his life, did not enter the Capitol on January 6th, did nothing that would rise to a misdemeanor at worst or above. He was charged with the 1512, convicted by a DC jury, sentenced to 33 months in prison. 3.5 years after January 6th, the Supreme Court held that the 1512 indictments were invalid. So whoops, sorry about that. He lost his freedom. He lost his job. He lost his money. He lost his reputation.
The destruction of government-issued property, lawfare waged against the real estate of prisoners, and reports of Guantanamo Bay-level abuse within the prison walls are horrifying and un-American.
The government and media have created an environment where a person convicted of a misdemeanor in D.C. loses their career, homes, benefits, freedom. The lies pick up steam from there. The destroyed on the lives of the citizens in this net political outcome, where the citizen participation is nothing short of a social terrorism aimed at conservatives.
Our home was raided by federal agents. My veteran husband awakened from his sleep with guns pointing at him. Items taken from our home for evidence that he used for employment, and those were never returned. My kids came home to no dad.
Contained in here is the re-education material that was provided to the January 6th defendants. And if you start reading through just the titles alone, you'll start to quiver. I did. Trump's crimes before he called for the attack on our democracy. Donald Trump, how he has attacked our democracy. These are actual lesson plans that were available to them in the jail.
I wanted to see firsthand the conditions that these J6 prisoners are experiencing. Unfortunately, they turned me away. I'm a member of Congress.
In 2021, after Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and others brought attention to the horrific conditions in the D.C. jail, the United States Marshals conducted an investigation of the jail. Those failures included water and food appeared to be withheld from detainees for punitive reasons. Inspectors observed large amounts of standing human sewage, urine, and feces in the toilets of multiple occupied cells. The smell of urine and feces was overpowering in many locations. The water in many of the cells had been shut off for days, inhibiting the detainees from drinking water, washing hands, or flushing toilets. Jail staff confirmed that water to cells is routinely shut off for punitive reasons. Detainees had observable injuries with no corresponding medical or incident reports available to inspectors. After the report was issued, the D.C. local government held an emergency meeting and confirmed the inspectors' findings and even indicated that they knew about these conditions for years. They vowed to take action. That was 3 years ago.
As more and more J6 prisoners are released, the standard issue of belongings for those beginning again on the outside have been stripped by the cruelty of the federal government. Please support the J6 political prisoners. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Monday, September 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal.
Okay, 3, 2.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas, on this 16th of September. It's a Monday. Yesterday, Donald Trump miraculously survived the second attempt on his life in as many months. We have all of the information. We're going to break it down for you, including archives of his social media that has since been scrubbed, videos he's appeared in, articles from the New York Times. We'll tell you everything we know about the attempted assassination itself, as well as the assassin who glows in the dark, folks. He glows in the dark. We'll speculate. We'll take your calls on this. We're also going to be joined by Courtney Turner in the 10 o'clock time period because there is an emergency motion to, we need your help. Last time she was on, we helped to make a big stink and stop literally the earth itself from being listed on the stock market as they are attempting to commodify natural resources like air and water and grass. And we told you when we defeated it the first time, they're just going to rewrite it and try again. And they are trying again. And so we once again need your help to stop this horrific development. We'll talk to her in the 10 o'clock hour. We will, of course, be spending most of the time on the assassination attempt today. We have plenty of videos. We'll go through everything we know, everything we don't know, and everything that the media is not telling you, as well as the reactions on both sides. So stay with us, but we'll do it quickly here. Your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 16th of September, 2024. Trump apparent assassination attempt. From AP News, former President Donald Trump is safe following what the FBI says appears to be an attempted assassination while playing golf 2 months after another attempt on his life at a rally in Pennsylvania. Local authorities said the U.S. Secret Service agents protecting Trump fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope as Trump was playing on one of his Florida golf courses in West Palm Beach. The suspect is in custody. Ryan Wesley Routh. He apparently was hiding in wait on the golf course, had gotten within 300 to 500 yards of Donald Trump. It's a little bit of conflicting information from the sources as to whether he fired first or Secret Service fired first, but shots were exchanged. And according to Sean Hannity, who talked to Trump immediately after the incident, 4 shots were fired from this assassin, only for Secret Service to return fire. He actually escaped. The assassin got into a car and drove away. It was a local there who saw the man run, took a picture of his car with the license plate, was able to get that to the Florida authorities, and he was eventually stopped in the next county over, traveling down I-95. So just another abysmal, catastrophic failure of the Secret Service. And of course, they've got excuses, and we'll show you those a little bit later, and we'll get right back to that just as soon as this dispatch is over. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, says the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation into the attempted assassination of President Trump. He's aiming to prevent a federal cover-up. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced the state will launch its own investigation into the shocking assassination attempt against former Donald Trump at his West Palm Beach golf course. This from Gateway Pundit. The decision comes after a close call on Sunday where Secret Service agents thwarted a potential sniper attack targeting Trump as he played a round of golf at the prestigious Trump International Golf Club. He was targeted by a man wielding an AK-47-style rifle who was spotted by Secret Service agents at a distance of 300 to 500 yards. Again, we'll get into this. This was a suggestion from Eric Prince, the owner and operator of Blackwater, the premier mercenary group on planet Earth. He called on Ron DeSantis to launch his own investigation. Since we all know at this point that the Secret Service, the FBI, the DHS cannot be trusted and will not cooperate with federal authorities. So it's good to see Ron DeSantis taking this into the state's hands. Meanwhile, in international news, Thierry Breton quits as France's EU commissioner, criticizing von der Leyen in his exit. So Thierry Breton of France abruptly resigned from the European Commission on Monday and was replaced by Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné as his country's candidate for the next EU executive body, an unexpected twist in the highly political EU power transition. And of course, the last we'd heard from Thierry Breton, he was threatening X and saying, impose our censorship or, you know, be denied the European market. Now he's quitting. Wonder what that development entails. Meanwhile, Senator Roger Marshall to formally investigate Harris campaign and ABC for debate rigging. Senator Roger Marshall suggested on Friday that a Senate investigation into ABC News and Kamala Harris's campaign for suspected collusion in last Tuesday's rigged presidential debate has begun. It's suspected that Kamala knew the questions in advance due to her out-of-the-ordinary, well-prepared responses. There's also been an official affidavit signed by an ABC whistleblower saying that, yes, not only were questions exchanged and given to the Harris campaign before the debate, they'd actually agreed and negotiated with the Harris campaign to only fact-check Donald Trump. We'll get more into that later. But suffice it to say, these people are without morals. They're bad people that have to be defeated because they don't care how they win. They just want to win. And if it's cheating in a debate or killing their opponents, nothing is off the table. They're evil. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, speaking of assassination attempts, U.S. denies claim CIA tried to kill Venezuelan President Maduro. The State Department on Sunday denied Venezuela's claim that the U.S. is trying to overthrow the government and assassinate President Nicolas Maduro, saying the U.S. seeks a democratic solution to the political crisis. Venezuelan Interior Minister Cabello alleged Saturday the CIA was leading an operation headed by U.S. Navy member Wilbur Joseph Castaneda Gomez, who was detained in Venezuela with two other Americans and a Czech citizen. Cabello also said 400 U.S. rifles bound for extremist groups in his country had been seized. And again, I mean, the world is going insane. We actually talked about this quite a bit with Simon from Florida and Lebanon John on Moonbase and about how Venezuela may be the only, and it's actually very interesting, Lebanon John, it was like a little argument they were having about South America. And my co-host John was saying Venezuela is the only place where they really can't perform a coup because Venezuela has hardened its defenses with the helps of, believe it or not, Hezbollah, the Lebanese militia. So a prediction coming true from Moonbase. Now, that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. And as we get into this assassination attempt and what we know about it, I can guarantee you there is no other platform on the internet that is going to present as much information, as thorough a breakdown as we will today over the next 10 hours or so as the American Journal, the Alex Jones Show, and the War Room tackle this, as well as I guarantee you highly researched and very compelling videos from the likes of John Bowne and Greg Reese. All of this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want us here covering these incredible world-shaking developments, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're just tuning in for the first time to InfoWars, as happens every time a major event, we get a lot more eyes on us because people know. They know they're not getting the full information from the mainstream media. They know they're not getting as thorough of a breakdown from even more socially approved dissident outlets. InfoWars is where people go because they know that we're going to tell them the full unvarnished truth, and we will entertain any and all speculation about what's going on, because everything is valid until proven otherwise. And so if you appreciate having an outlet that you know you can turn to, who will not sugarcoat the facts, who will tell it how it is and will give you the information that's being concealed from you elsewhere, then you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. If just 1% of you would do that, we would never have to ask again, and we make it easy for you to support us with incredible products like Bodies, the powerful turmeric supplement, and vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, the incredible vitamin C supplement, 40% off right now. Nitric Boost is one of my newly favorite products. That's 40% off and has just incredible effects. Try it yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air in the fight. And with everything we've got, telling the truth as we know it and as we can find. Now, a lot of interesting things about this assassination attempt. First of all, the suspect has been arrested, which is extremely strange. Extremely strange, obviously. The last assassination attempt 2 months ago, if you remember that far back, the assassin was killed outright. Obviously, we're not going to get any answers there. You sort of expect something like that. If someone's going to go all in on trying to assassinate Donald Trump, just like this guy, you're probably ready to die in that attempt. And it's almost strange to expect to get away with this or expect to survive this attempt. So many aspects of this beg questions. For example, the golf trip was supposedly totally unscheduled, not in an official appearance, certainly not on Trump's schedule. A supposedly spontaneous trip to the golf course, and yet this assassin knew exactly where to lie in wait, and he was lying in wait in the bushes around hole number 3. It was on hole number 5 that Trump was preparing to putt when the shots rang out. He was covered bodily by Secret Service, who returned fire. This person fled. The attempted assassin fled. He got into a car. Somebody in the parking lot, a random citizen, just like in Butler, it wasn't the Secret Service that identified and caught this guy. It's actually the local police with the help of the citizens on the ground pointing, saying, look, there's an assassin. There he is. In this case, taking a picture of his car and the license plate, sending that to the Florida authorities, who then caught him a county over as he drove down I-95. So not only did they not prevent this guy from getting close enough to pose imminent threat to Donald Trump within 300 to 500 yards, a easy shot for a skilled sniper, they didn't stop him from getting close. They didn't stop him from lying in wait. They didn't stop him from getting shots off. They didn't catch him when he fled. They didn't stop him from escaping the perimeter. They only caught him much later on I-95. Here's a picture of the arrest of this creepy leftist goblin. Now, there is, of course, plenty of misinformation flying around about this from the very beginning. Originally, it was only reported as shots near Trump, but that he was safe. Many people took this and ran with it, claiming that, well, it was some sort of gang fight, and it wasn't an assassination attempt. Totally false. This was either speculation or an outright lie that was spread that people are still saying for some bizarre reason. No, it was never just random gunfire near his golf course. It was an assassination attempt, and that's been made abundantly clear at this point. There's also misinformation being spread by Fox News, amongst others, that this guy voted for Trump in 2016. I've been looking. There is, as far as I can tell, no proof of this other than a statement he made on his social media, which his entire social media reads like just utterly unhinged schizo posting. We'll show you the social media that was captured by many archivists, including friend of the show L from some B I know, and we will show you that information in just a second. And of course, we're in contact with a lot of the people doing this excellent research. The problem is that they stayed up all night to do the research, and now they're all sleeping. So we'll show you what they've gathered, what they've uncovered about this guy. And it's wild. I mean, he was a recruiter for Ukraine. He traveled to Ukraine to fight there. He was arrested in 2002 and was charged with possessing weapons of mass destruction believe it or not. This guy's a Fed cutout. He glows. He is an intel asset. And we'll break this down very thoroughly for you. Lots of videos of this guy, lots of posts of his. And, you know, it's hard to even know where to start this coverage. We'll start with just the information about the assassination itself. We'll get into who the assassin was, what motivated him, and the suspicious aspects of his biography. We're also going to talk about the reaction to this, the absurd reactions to this that I'm sure if you've paid attention to this at all, you already know. MSNBC blaming Trump's rhetoric on this. NBC, Lester Holt, Nightly News, essentially blaming Trump rhetoric for this, as well as, you know, the less respectable, less mainstream Democrats just going full bore and just not even hiding their excitement and glee at Trump nearly being shot. Again, it's a strange new world out there, folks. And we'll talk about what all of this entails. And what Trump needs to be doing going forward and what he should have been doing this whole time. And frankly, it might be too late at this point. We're less than 50 days away from the election. And what you're seeing on screen now is the Time magazine cover that was published on the 11th of September, just a few days ago, of Donald Trump in a golf cart backing up a sandbank with just the words "in trouble," which is a little bit haunting. A little bit concerning, but perhaps the least concerning thing we'll show you from the leftist media today is they are literally knives out with this guy. But let's go to the press conference that was held, and there's so much information about all this. The FBI leadership in Florida, where this took place, and then the people making these statements are like avowed anti-Trump partisans who have been in trouble for like firing or discriminating against people who are Trump supporters and for posting anti-Trump messaging on their social media. So we've got the enemies with the keys to the gates, folks. The enemies are in charge. The worst people in the world, the most extreme, violent, anti-democratic radicals in the world are currently in control of Secret Service, the FBI, the DHS, our border, and the U.S. mainstream media. It's not looking good, folks. And again, we'll tell you what we can do, I think, moving forward to deal with whatever comes next. Let's go to clip number 25. This is the press conference that took place hours after the attempt, breaking down exactly what happened. Here it is.
All right, 1:30 this afternoon. Call came out, shots fired. That was called in by the Secret Service. Because we're in constant contact with them all the time, we were notified of that, and we had units here that immediately sealed off the area. Fortunately, we were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, "Hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan, and I took a picture of the vehicle and the tag," which was great. So we had that information. Our real-time crime center put it out to the license plate readers. And we were able to get a hit on that vehicle on I-95 as it was headed into Martin County. We got a hold of Martin County Sheriff's Office, alerted them, and they spotted the vehicle and pulled it over and detained the guy. After that, we took the victim, I'm sorry, the witness that witnessed the incident, flew him up there, and he identified as the person that he saw running out of the bushes and jumped into the car. Now, in the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of. So those are being processed right now. The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off. So that's what we know about the investigation. We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect. We got a little bit more work to do on it. But as we usually do, as soon as we decide that we're going to book him into the county jail and the charges that he's going to be booked into, we'll get those to you and we'll get a picture of him and we'll get
you. So again, we'll show you who this guy is and what's been uncovered about him. Facebook took down his account immediately. It was up on X for a little bit longer, but has since been taken down again. We've got all of the archives, all of the information you could ever possibly want. And we'll go to some of that, including some of the research that's been done. And again, this is the power of the human intelligence network that's really been unleashed through X, and that they can't take down this information fast enough. They can't squash this information fast enough. Sean Hannity, in clip number 12, spoke to Trump immediately after the event. Let's go now to Sean Hannity and his recounting what was told to him immediately after this second assassination attempt.
I have spoken with the president three times since this incident, and each time I got a new piece of information, one that they had found, first of all, what happened with the shooting, the second thing that they had found at AK-47, third, right, that their drone footage was able to give them enough surveillance to identify the exact car that the individual involved in the shooting got into, and further detail that they gave me was that they were updated and told that that car had been found, identified, was surrounded by law enforcement. I don't know what happened from there. It could not have been too far away. I would say the time frame was less than a half hour between the time that the shooting actually took place and they identified the car. So
I'm trying to find out, like, how is he doing? That's what we want to know. How is he doing if you spoke to him?
You really want to know the truth, Arthel? He goes, there's more details because I did hear, and Steve Witkoff was very clear. The first thing the president did when he got back to the clubhouse was make sure that everybody else was okay. He didn't see his golf partner with him. Where's Steve? Where's Steve? Where's Steve? And then Steve says, I'm right here. He got in maybe a few minutes behind the president. The Secret Service was able to get everybody to safety. Everybody else was taken off the golf course. Then when the president found out everybody was safe and nobody had been harmed, I guess in typical fight fashion, Trump said to Steve, and then he related to me, I really wanted to finish the hole. I was even and I had a birdie putt. And it was on the fifth hole, which shows a lot of, I think, guts and gumption and very Trumpian, I guess, in every way.
Yeah, very, very Trumpian indeed. And look, I can understand if that's his reaction right off the bat. To sort of make a joke about this, everybody reacts to things differently. But we have to take this seriously. And Trump has to take this seriously. And there's no downplaying this. And it's up to Trump to set the tone for this conversation, because it's hard to, you know, criticize people joking about this, right? You've got people like Alexander Vindman's wife going, oh, no ears were harmed, so who cares, right? Joking about this. It's hard to say that's wrong when Trump himself is joking about it. And this shouldn't be joked about. They're trying to kill Trump. Because they're trying to kill all of us. We don't take this seriously, treat it with the seriousness it deserves, it's only going to happen again and again, and they're only going to be emboldened every single time they get this close.
You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex. the United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. It's not going to stop, folks. It's only going to get crazier as we approach the election. Obviously, the big story today, the second assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Which came at the end of a weekend already jam-packed full of incredible bombshell news. I spent Sunday afternoon compiling bookmarks from X for the last several days. And just so much information about Haitians eating cats, about UK and NATO and the US allowing Ukraine to fire long-range missiles deep into the heart of Russia. Russia's very firm stance that this is a red line that, if crossed, would mean direct war between NATO and Russia. World War III nuclear apocalypse, I guess, takes a back seat today after this second assassination attempt. And I struggle to even know how to cover this exactly because we're dealing with a population in the Democrats, they can't really be shamed. Like, I can point out to you, I've got compilation after compilation of Democrats calling for violence, calling Trump Hitler, calling him a Nazi, saying he's a threat to democracy, insinuating that somebody needs to take him out, or just blatantly saying Somebody needs to take him out. The, you know, cover-ups and mocking tone that were taken after the first assassination attempt, only to be, you know, doubled down on here with the second assassination attempt. But I don't want to just tell you what you already know. This is the issue. I don't want to tell you what you already know and what they already know. You know they're evil. They know they're evil. Is it really incumbent on me to tell you how evil they are? You should know by this point. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try to give you the facts as we know them. You know the Democrats are baying for blood. You know if this second assassination attempt had been successful, they'd be dancing in the streets right now. And obviously the important thing to understand about this is that what they're doing to Donald Trump is just a zoomed in view of what they're doing to the rest of us. The system of oppression that they're rolling out against him with fake news, him to destroy him in the courts of public opinion. When that fails, they try to rig courts of law and try to, you know, imprison him on trumped up charges. Long story short, like in a word, nothing is off the table for them. They are as extremists can get. And there's just a matter of degree between cheating in a debate, rigging an election, and murdering your opponents. All of it is anti-democratic. All of it is a supreme violation of everything this country is built on. And it's shocking to see the entire media and government apparatus participate in this devastating attack against our basic foundational rights and beliefs. And I think I'll save the Ian Carroll video for the next segment, because I almost just want to play the whole thing. Luckily for us, the incredible independent researchers out there that we are associated with and follow closely have done extensive research into this shooter and found out some really incredible things about him. So I want to get into that just a little bit later. People have been up all night researching this stuff, but now they're all asleep. So we're gonna schedule people like Elle from Some Bee I Know later this week, because she got the full archive of everything this guy ever did and has been breaking it down and is just barely scratching the surface on what there is to find here. But let's go to the other major story on this, which is the reaction from the likes of NBC and MSNBC. As with a single voice, they blame Donald Trump himself for the assassination attempts against him. Let's go now to clip number 18. Here's MSNBC calling on Trump to tone down the rhetoric. Hey, stop saying the things you're saying and we'll stop trying to kill you. Yeah, that's actually the argument they're making. Let's go now to clip number 12.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed from start to finish how this all played out. But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone. And then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
So there's MSNBC telling Trump to tone down the rhetoric, or else they're going to keep trying to kill him, I guess. NBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. That's headline at Infowars.com. You can go find and share that video itself. Again, they know what they're doing. It's like the only thing even stopping them from being more blatant in their calls to violence is just knowing how hypocritical it makes them. But luckily, we have people like Destiny and others who are conceited, narcissistic enough to just come out and say, you know, yeah, you deserved it. We wish he'd, you know, been shot a second time. I really don't need to go through all of the examples of that. But here's another one. And this one is shocking because it's not ostensibly the far left MSNBC, which you expect absurd nonsense like that out of. It's NBC's Lester Holt. It's the nightly news. It's what for a good long time was a premier news magazine on NBC. Let's go now to clip number 19. Here's Lester Holt blaming Trump for his own assassination. Let's watch.
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Ohio. This weekend, there were new bomb threats in that town. Our Maggie Vespa is in Columbus, Ohio, with more.
Lester, simply put, Springfield, Ohio has been inundated by threats. Over the last several days, closing government buildings, schools, hospitals. Today, effectively closing a local university campus after administrators said someone threatened a mass shooting targeting Haitians. This in light of, officials say, a false online conspiracy theory alleging Haitian immigrants in that city are eating people's pets.
Again, it's just, we're just surrounded by lies. It's hard to even, you know, grasp onto something where we're like drowning in lies right now. And I'm going to show you a clip of just some of this stuff taking place on the other side. And we're going to show that Ian Carroll breakdown as well. But on the night of the second assassination attempt, not only did NBC run this story about Springfield, Ohio, essentially saying, well, both sides. And it's this both sides crap. It's a canard. It's a lie. It's not both sides. Nobody's trying to kill Democrat politicians. Nobody's beating up Harris supporters in the street. The political violence in this country has, for the last decade, come from one direction, and it's the left. The left wing are violent, radical extremists from the top to the bottom at this point. Something extreme has to be done about this. There is no talking these people off the ledge. They're running full tilt. They have to be stopped physically.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out. Because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I've believed in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies, 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000-milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're going to open up the phone calls, phone lines for your calls in the second hour. And we're going to continue to bring you all of the developing coverage on this all day today here at InfoWars.com. Share the links. As you know, you're not going to get anywhere else what we're about to show you. Again, we could just go on and on about the calls for violence. We could show you compilation after compilation of different. I don't think I need to tell you that. I don't think I need to tell you how violent and insane the left is and how all of their extremism is predicated on just blatant lies. Just absolutely blatant lies. Just out of context quotes from 10 years ago. And to them, that's like, well, so, you know, yeah, we try to kill your president. But hey, he did say that Nazis were good people in Charlottesville. And it's like, no, he didn't. He never said that. Well, but he did say that it was going to be a bloodbath if he lost. No, he's very, very clearly talking about an economic bloodbath if the tariffs on Chinese automobiles are removed. Just stop lying. Like, if they could just stop lying for a single second, none of this would even be a question. But their belief system is just utterly warped and deranged. We need to do something about this. Let's go to this clip from Ian Carroll. It's a bit of a longer video, and I honestly just want to play the whole thing because I could just repeat what he says, but this is the beauty of the human intelligence networks that InfoWars is simply the spokespeople of. Incredible researchers, archivists, investigators, independent journalists have spent all night gathering and archiving and detailing this information that we're very, very proud to bring you here. You can follow Ian Carroll on X at Cancel Cloco, Canceled Clothing Company. Let's go to clip number 14 here. Here's Ian Carroll breaking down just a few of the bizarre associations that this attempted wannabe assassin Ryan Routh had on his social medias before they were taken down. Let's watch.
So the new Trump assassin just dropped, and there's some spicy details already. Ryan Routh, very strange guy who's lived a very strange life. And this time, the internet was wise and archived all of his socials as much as possible before the FBI took it all down. So here's some basics on what we know about him and one really interesting rabbit hole about who he might be. Right off the bat, though, it's super early. This is all speculative. Take your time, pump the brakes. We're just digging through dirty laundry. We don't know what sticks yet. But this guy is a private American citizen who traveled to Ukraine on his own dime, to help recruit civilian soldiers to fight for Ukraine and Afghan special forces. He was, like, recruiting on his Facebook page. Here's an archive of all of his tweets that look pretty damn automated to me. They pretty much all look like this. In a past life in Hawaii, he apparently ran this company that made a single tiny home and a single Facebook page and never did anything else with it. Super weird. But I grabbed everyone that he followed on Twitter before they deleted it. He only followed 60. And right down at the bottom of that list, which I think indicates his first follow, is this girl named Sue Kim, who is ex-CIA along with some other very interesting things. Now, again, reminder, this is just speculation, digging through Twitter dirt. Maybe this chick is just a wonderful, patriotic person that's helping America. Who knows? But her account is private, meaning why does he follow her? I've been digging around, and one of my followers said that they found her in the people that follow him back. I have not been able to confirm that for myself because they took the account down. If you've got a video of the 1,200 followers that followed him, that would be great to know. He says that she was at the bottom of his followed list, meaning that she followed him right when he made the account. That would make sense, seeing as she's at the bottom of his following list of who he follows, too. I mean, every asset needs a handler. And when you go through some of these other affiliations here, you get what is essentially the CIA training grounds at Johns Hopkins University. It explores the relationship between politics and the many kinds of military power, from the use of terror by small non-state groups to the threatened use of nuclear weapons. Its director is John McLaughlin, who is literally an ex-acting director of the CIA and ex-deputy director of the CIA. Three-decade career at the CIA. David is third on the list of people at the top of this institution at the university. 30-year career in Army Special Forces, various special operations, invading various countries, as well as Operation Enduring Freedom. You get the idea. Anyways, RAND Corporation, that's a military-industrial complex think tank, kind of like the Atlantic Council. And LMI Org, yeah, that's like a military-industrial complex education and training program as well. Preliminary findings on the internet when you search our homeboy, the shooter, show his arrest record, including in 2002, possession of weapons of mass destruction, class F felony, along with three other blocks of things like possession of handguns or concealed weapons and driver's license stuff. And yeah, that sounds, don't know any of this yet. We're just digging through dirty laundry on the internet. It's hard to tell what's real, but this is a photo of the weapon he used and the setup he had. People are speculating it looks an awful lot like, you know, Russian-Ukrainian class of rifle. He's doing these weird recruitment ops in Ukraine for civilians. Well, he's like posting on his Facebook all the time to like no followers about how he's recruiting hundreds of civilians to fight for Ukraine. Posting for like Afghan special forces to contact him so they can come fight in Ukraine. But he's like just a random citizen from Hawaii. And one of the 60 people he follows is this CIA gal that allegedly follows him back. That looks an awful lot like a handler or a contact. His account looks an awful lot like a bot or an MK Ultra or a Pato. Who knows what the hell this is? His criminal record looks an awful lot like what you might expect a kind of guy in this kind of line of work to leave behind. And then there's the weird video evidence getting turned up.
One, officials in Kyiv simply aren't interested in recruiting them.
Ukraine is reluctant to be cooperative.
That's Ryan Ruth, a U.S. citizen who set up the International Volunteer Center in Ukraine to help connect foreigners to Ukrainian military units.
Now I'm talking to over 100 soldiers every day, and pretty much all of my contacts in Ukraine, they were adamant and pretty much yelled at me every time that I suggested that we bring in Afghans.
The Ukrainian government didn't respond to our request for comment. But a source close to the officials in Kyiv told Semaphore that their top concern is the question of loyalty in the thick fog of war.
The biggest thing is spies. They're afraid that anybody and everybody is a Russian spy.
Shout out to some bitch I know on X, who currently has one of the best archives of all of his socials and accounts. There's a lot of other people doing good work right now. And again, I just want to clarify, I'm not trying to pretend like I've solved the case or like we know what's going on. We just have learned by now that the FBI is going to just cover everything up. And so it's up to us to try to dig everything out before they do. So that's what we're doing. And yes, it's ridiculous that that is even a set of sentences we have to say in America in 2024 when someone tries to kill the former and future president of the United States of America. And I mean, I can only imagine who might be backing up these operations to try to shoot him and who might be providing the intel and the access and the cover-ups, etc. So last thing I'll say, Ryan Routh, he's currently in custody. He was driving away in an SUV. They caught him. He's alive for now. And I just want to remind us all, Ryan Routh did not kill himself. If cameras malfunction outside of his cell, if he has a weird slipping accident, whatever happens... Yeah, you know the story. 50 more days, my money's on at least one more attempt before we get there. So stay frosty, because the war machine desperately needs the wars to escalate, and they're not down with the MAGA MAHA folks shutting down the wars. And they are ready to kill people, ready to assassinate, allegedly, apparently, theoretically, just jokingly, in order to perpetuate those wars.
Ian Carroll at Cancel Clo Co. That's Cancel C-L-O-C-O on X, doing incredible work. We're going to reach out to him and try to get him on later this week to break down what we've discovered, as well as L from Some Bitch I Know, who have been archiving this guy's social media. Still a lot of unanswered questions about this assassination, but again, we're going to bring you everything we can discover. We'll continue to go through this in the second hour. I'll open up the lines for your phone calls, as this is the beating heart of the Human Intelligence Network, and we rely on you bringing us information that is not being spoon-fed to us by the mainstream media. So again, we'll get back into who this guy was. The questions abound about how he was able to get so close, how he was able to escape before the lucky intervention of a random citizen identified and eventually led to this guy's arrest. We'll ask the important questions, like, what do we do about this? What's next? What should Trump be doing? Al says he should go to the bunker. I have a similar thought I'll share with you.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is non-hackable. You know, it's not... It's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.